We were in the backseat, drunk on something stronger than the drinks in the bar. I rent a place on Cornelius Street, I sit casually in the car. We were a fresh page on the desk, filling in the blanks as we go. As if the street lights pointed in an arrowhead leading us home. And I hope I never lose you, hope it never ends. I never walk Cornelius Street again. That's the kind of heartbreak time could never mend. I never walk Cornelius Street again. And baby,
good morning, listeners. This is Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Liam, and this is my very first show ever on WMFO. I am so excited to be here. even though it is so early in the morning, 5:05, I woke up at 4:20 a.m. for this. I tried my best not to wake up my roommates. You know, it's a struggle because I am in a triple dorm this year. There's not that much space. The door is very loud. I did everything I can, but we'll see if my efforts were successful. Maybe I'll get an angry text in a few minutes. Who knows? You were just listening to Cornelia Street by Taylor Swift off of her album Lover. And just this past weekend, she re-released her classic 2014 album, 1989, this time with the title 1989 Taylor's Version, because as some of you may know, she is trying to own all of her masters, all of her own music. And so in an effort to do so, she's re-recording everything. And now we get to hear all these classic Taylor Swift songs in her, you know, current, more mature voice, which is very cool. We get some bonus tracks from the vault, as she says. But enough about that. So let me tell you a little bit about my show. So, like I said, this is called Moon Songs. It is a Phoebe Bridgers reference. If you know anything about Phoebe Bridgers, I have to say she's one of my favorite artists. She's really up there with Taylor Swift and the rest of Boy Genius and Brandi Carlile and, you know, just a wonderful artist all around. And I figured since my show is, you know, technically early morning, but, you know, it's fully dark outside, so I might as well call it Moon Songs. I kind of saw the moon on the way over here. You know, it's cloudy, it's rainy, but it's almost a full moon. I think, what was it, 2 or 3 days ago we had a full moon? So it's still pretty bright, even coming through the clouds, you know. Even on my 4:30 a.m. walk, I saw the moon. So I feel like Moon Songs is appropriate. But anyways, so this show, you know, you're going to be hearing some pop music. You're going to be hearing some indie stuff. Might throw on some folk every once in a while. Maybe some dad rock, you know, that's for my dad, you know, he likes to suggest things sometimes, maybe. I'm sure I'm going to be getting, you know, recommendations of things to play from various friends and family members. Maybe I'll have guest speakers on the show. I never know. You know, I've got a whole semester to try out different things, see what I might like. But for now, I'm going to put y'all on, a Boy Genius song. This is from their recent EP, The Rest. And it is a follow-up to their album simply titled The Record from earlier this year. And it's just 4 extra songs. But this one is called Powers. And I hope you enjoy it because I very much enjoy myself. Thank you.
From deep in my soul. Oh, when are you worried? so bubble they forgot. This world keeps spinning and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade. But in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away. I can't do everything, well I can try. And as I roll along I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to waste. Well, it all keeps spinning, spinning round and round and upside down. Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I don't want this feeling to go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Is this how it's supposed to be? Is this how it's supposed to be?
Ugh, I just love that one. That was Upside Down by Jack Johnson. And I love the song because it really just reminds me of my childhood. You know, it's from the Curious George movie soundtrack. I loved Curious George. I still love Curious George. He's a great guy. We get along great. But yeah, Upside Down, like, if I'm ever in a bad mood, you know, I throw on Upside Down. It puts me in a good mood again. It puts me in a dancing mood. Obviously, you can't see me, but I was totally dancing in the studio a minute ago. What's wrong with that? I mean, come on, people. But yeah, that song's great. My boyfriend is a huge fan of Jack Johnson, puts on Jack Johnson radio on Spotify all the time, anytime we're studying or driving anywhere. So I hear a lot of him, which is great. Next up is one of my all-time favorite songs. I know I talk a big talk about Upside Down, but it's not even like top five for me. But this upcoming one is, and that is Linger by the Cranberries. I just think, like, stellar band. Overall, their album, everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? Just amazing, so indicative of the 90s and, you know, the troubles in Ireland, and just so impactful and emotional and raw, and I love it. And Linger, you know, I listened to this one over the summer. I am a victim of letting it linger far too often over the summer, but I let it linger. And it would be nearly every day that I'd be listening to Linger. And honestly, what's the problem with that? Because it's a fantastic song. I actually saw a car. I was parked in a parking lot in my town, like by a Starbucks. And I saw this car. I think it was a Subaru Outback, which little known fact about me, that's a lie. It's 100% known. I really want a Subaru Outback or Forester. So already my interest was piqued, I have to say. But the coolest thing about this car, aside from the fact that it was a Subaru Outback, it had all these stickers on the back, and one of them was like a pink heart that said, "I heart Lucy Dacus," you know, one of the members of Boy Genius. But one of the stickers, I said something along the lines of, "Sorry if I'm stopped in traffic, I'm listening to the Cranberries' 1993 hit single, Linger, and crying in traffic." And honestly, I've never seen a more real bumper sticker than that one. And I feel like when I have my own car, I need to buy it and put it on the bumper immediately. Like, first purchase, not even a tank of gas, not an inspection, that sticker. I feel like, well, nearly enough talking. Because, real quick, before we play that song, it is time for everyone's favorite time, and that is the PSA. So here we go. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. This has been a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And there's really something to be said about this PSA because, sorry, I promise I'll be done talking soon and I'll get back to music. But there's really something to be said about this because I am from the area. I live about 20 minutes from Tufts. And I, too, feel that I am a victim of these flight paths. Every day, loud planes go over my house at least every 15 minutes. It is quite disruptive, often. Another example, I was at a concert over at Suffolk Downs in Boston this summer. And it is very close to the, I believe it's the landing runway, not the taking off. I don't know if they're different, to be honest. But it's very close to the one of the runways. And so there were planes going overhead the whole time. But since it was so close, they were right overhead. And so they drowned out the music a little bit, which is no fun for anybody. But, you know, it is what it is. We're going to keep living. We're going to keep loving. Live, laugh, love. Can't believe I just said that on air, but that's okay. Live, laugh, love. So, finally, that's enough talking for now. I'll be back later, but here's Linger by the Cranberries.
Just a game to you, but I mean it so dear. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle hair and the way you like the dregs. Won't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. Now you're shopping, and anywhere takes the color off your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over? Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think about all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Thank you.
I'm back, everybody. So you just listened to Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers, reminding you all that this show is called Moon Songs, which is inspired by Phoebe Bridgers and her song Moon Song. Motion Sickness is great. I feel like it's one of her more popular songs from her album Stranger in the Alps 2017. It really took off as one of her like chart toppers. I don't know actually if that's true. I don't know if it ever did actually top the charts, but you know, it's one of her more popular ones. It's good, you know? I figured I would start with one of the ones of hers that, you know, listeners might actually know. And then, you know, the further we get into the semester, I can start playing some other stuff of hers, that, you know, is more my speed, but I like that one a lot. It's a good song. Quick little update for everybody. I just, turned on the AC in the station, which is amazing. I'm pretty sure there's a policy that's supposed to stay on, but every time I've been in here, it's been off. So I don't know. I hope I'm not getting anyone in trouble by saying that. I'm not blaming anybody for that. But it was getting a little toasty in here, and I have a really thick sweatshirt on that I don't really want to take off. So I turned on the AC. It's already much lovelier. I love it. It's amazing. So yeah, that was Motion Sickness, and let's see. Heard a really loud train go by a few minutes ago. The station, I don't know if you all know, is right next to a Green Line stop, but the commuter rail often will come through very fast and very loud. So, you know, always a fun experience. I'm really hoping it didn't get picked up here. I didn't have the microphone on, I'm pretty sure. I'm never too sure with this board, but I didn't have the microphone off, so hopefully you didn't hear the train. I have to say, guys, like, I thought I was going to be really hurting right now, like, trying to get up at 4:30 to come and do a show on air. But I'm having such a good time, like, I'm barely noticing how tired I am. I feel like I've got a good mix right now of music and talking, and, you know, maybe I'll get feedback that I'm not doing enough of one or the other, but we'll see. I'm really enjoying myself. So we'll see for future shows, you know, am I going to be talking more or less, more music, less music? We'll see. Probably a little bit more music next time, just because maybe some of the first show excitement will wear off and I'll be a little more tired, but we'll see, you know, you never know. Let's see, today is October 30th, and so that means it's Halloween Eve. You know, there were some festivities over the weekend, which is always a great time, but we'll have to see what people get up to tonight and tomorrow night for, you know, the 30th and the 31st themselves. I feel like it's been a pretty successful Halloween season this year. You know, I feel like there was some good leaf peeping to be done this fall. We got some good crisp fall weather yesterday for sure, and earlier this week, this past week, I mean. You know, we had a couple of days that hit above 75, almost 80, which I feel like is excessive for late October, but some people like that, I guess. I don't know. It was all right. But yeah, so next up we've got a song by The Strokes, Last Night, which is one of the ones that I picked out for my dad. He's a Strokes fan, you know, pops up on his playlist quite a bit. He only has one playlist on Spotify, and it's called Cool Tunes. And every time he hears a song he likes, he puts it on Cool Tunes. And so when he's doing dishes or cooking, he'll put on Cool Tunes, and it'll just shuffle through several days worth of music. But it just so happens that The Strokes come up fairly often, including last night. So here we go. We're going to give it a go. We're going to switch on over, and you'll hear from me again in a little bit. See you soon, everybody. Thank you.
silver pool of light. People who surround and feel the benefit of it, it makes you count. She holds you captivated in a pound. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see,
this is what I wanna be. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see,
why the hell it means so much to me.
Suddenly I see,
this is what I wanna be. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see,
why the hell it means so much to me. She's born in black and white. Makes you feel warmer when you're trying to remember what you are. She likes to leave you hanging on a word. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see,
this is what I want to be. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see,
why the hell it means so much to me.
Suddenly I see,
but this is what. Looking at me, I can see her eyes looking from the page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower, big strong tower, yeah. The power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah.
Suddenly I see,
this is what I wanna be. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I
to my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older, and I'm getting older too.
Here we are, checking back in. So that song that you just heard was Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. Stunning vocals by Stevie Nicks there. And another great version of that song, if you would care to check it out, is by The Chicks, formerly known as The Dixie Chicks. They're one of my favorite bands. I figured I'd stick with the Fleetwood Mac version because there's something to be said about the original of a song. At least, don't come after me if it's not the original. That's just, I'm pretty sure Fleetwood Mac is the original. But yeah, great song. I remember going to Sleepaway Summer Camp when I was 10 or 11, and we would sing campfire songs and stuff, and the whole camp would get together and sing songs at the end of the night. And for some reason, I remember Landslide being one of them. It was that song Cats in the Cradle, Father and Son, you know, those sort of like chiller, like guitar and banjo, well, not banjo, but guitar, you know, sort of folky, sort of chill vibes. It's a way to wind down a bunch of crazy, excited children at the end of a long day of summer camp, but it was great. Let me just remind you all that this is Liam Sennett for Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It has been an absolute pleasure to join you all on this lovely early Monday morning. And I just can't wait for next week. I'm going to leave you all with one more song before my slot is up. We're going back, everybody. We're going back to the Cranberries. It's time. waited long enough to play another Cranberry song, I feel like they need multiple songs per show. At least for this show, you know? I'm really feeling the vibes. So I'm going to play for you all Dreams by the Cranberries off of that same album. Everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? And I hope you enjoy.